Welcome back to Glass in the Afternoon radio program from the Cabana poolside here at downtown Bloomington, where it's 77 degrees. Well, that's pretty cool for November 8th, but we've got Big Ten men's soccer to talk about this afternoon, and joining us is the coach of the Indiana Hoosiers, the number one seed in the Big Ten tournament, hosting Michigan tonight at 8 o'clock. It's my great friend Todd Yeagley. Suntan lotion, flip-flops, what are you guys doing over there?
This was crazy, no doubt. I'm actually glad we're playing a night game. It would have been pretty hot today playing this afternoon. But, yeah, we're obviously excited to play this big match at home and get a chance to get one more game and have a chance to play for a title at home, which we were able to do that just a couple weeks ago, and do that again on Sunday if we can take care of tonight would be fantastic.
And an interesting scheduling perfection. No basketball to worry about. Temperatures in the 70s at kickoff. Yeah, the sun goes down at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's fine. We get that part. But you should have a great crowd tonight. Before we get into Michigan and last Friday night, tell me how important that crowd is when you guys are in November. It is different.
It is. I mean, all the games have more importance. And, you know, just like, you know, our crowds have been really good. Students have been fantastic. And obviously, as of late, we've had some conflicts with our sports. So it's just nice to know that, you know, tonight it's we're able to get kind of a full slate of student participation. And I think anyone around town, if they want to be outside with their suntan lotion on, it's a good spot to be tonight over at Armstrong.
Yeah, no snowball fights, no sleet, none of that stuff. We'll save that for later because you know we can't avoid it the entire month of November. Big Ten semifinal action. The first game will pit Ohio State at Happy Valley taking on Penn State. That will be followed by Indiana and Michigan. Last Friday night, I thought two of your most important plays came off the ball. They both led to goals. But Collins Arduro running down a hopeless cause and Sam Sarver taking on the entire Wisconsin back six. How important were those two plays to create the two goals that caused the separation last Friday to put you in tonight's position?
Yeah, I mean, Sammy and Collins, I mean, they've been really good all year. It's always fitting that they made the play. Sammy looked like he was on those moving walkways at the airport, and everyone else is on Earth. I don't know what gear he found, but I remind him it's like the turbo button he had on the arcade games as a kid. He had like two of them left, and he used them. He just took off, and he literally took out four to five players, and then was able to, you know, get that ball squared, and Maloon was in a good spot. But yeah, I mean, Wisconsin's a tough team. They changed their shape. Second year in a row, we've seen teams kind of completely change what they've done all season in the quarterfinal game. Penn State did that last year against us, and then Wisconsin. It took us a bit to get an understanding of what shape we were playing against. It's so rare a team does that, but I told the team it's a credit to them that, you know, a team's kind of adapting to adjust. And Michigan, who knows tonight what we'll see, but I do know our guys are feeling very good. They're confident. Postseason is what I feel do best, and time is now. So it's I think it's just a great opportunity to be home. I keep saying that home is a special place to win games, and we know how important this is. So we hope to see a lot of folks out.
I don't want to talk too much about the penalty kick, but the penalty taker is more interesting to me. You made that switch earlier in the season. How did we get from center forward to center defender, taking him from 12 yards out?
Yeah, well, like we call it a little bit of the clutch mayor gene. They have a lot of it. And, you know, you obviously want to be someone who wants it. We have quite a few that do. That's kind of prerequisite. And then you often want a player that has the fortitude to handle the great moment. And if it doesn't go great, how do they handle that if it were to happen? And Joey's just so locked in on everything. And the team has a heck of a lot of confidence, and so he can go a lot of different places. So it's hard to scout his location, and it is. You don't see it often, Glass. You know, international level, you'll see occasionally a defender take one, but we felt it was the right play, and obviously it proved to be positive for us. And you know, this time of year, you know, penalties are part of the equation. You know, that might at some point in the tournament here be the difference of advancing, and obviously in the regulation, huge goal to go up 1-0 because it really had to change the way Wisconsin approached the game, and that I think opened up some stuff for us in the second half. I thought we were very good the first third of the second half, and it could have been three maybe, and yet we got the two, and then obviously they got the goal and they were surging. We were bending, they were surging, and we see it all the time in the game. It's a lot. It's tough. You know, they're sending numbers forward to keepers up with 2 minutes left. And usually it's maybe under a minute or 30 seconds going through the keeper. But we bent a little bit, but we didn't break. And again, it's just another, you want to be able to win those games too, where you feel the pressure late, because you're going to see that again. If you're going to go the distance, you're going to have to hold on to something. And we did, we held on and got the result that we did.
Todd Yeagley, Indiana men's soccer coach, joining us here on a Wednesday afternoon. 8 o'clock tonight, the Hoosiers and Wolverines, the Big Ten semifinal. If for some reason you cannot make it to Jerry Yeagley Field, Bill Armstrong Stadium, it will be on the Big Ten Network, so you can support. We prefer in the building, but on television is great. Last Wednesday when we spoke to you, I brought up, we got some goal scorers, four of them against Rutgers from different spots, and you said, hey, well, don't forget, you know, Maloon Gumbali, you know, he scored against Trine, and that's something that's good. And, well, your Magic 8-Ball, that showed up. Here, Sammy Sarver slaloms through everybody. Maloon with a super athletic finish. More, please.
Yeah, we said, you know, the Trine game has been really positive for us the last few years. It gets a lot of minutes in for guys that haven't played as much. I think that's really, really important because these guys every week, I mean, they've been going at it since August, and, you know, obviously the team session, but before that, the preparation. And, you know, you don't get to see these guys play unless you come up to our practices. And they put a lot of work in and get our group get the opportunity, those 14, 15 players on average. Everyone else is getting them ready and keeping them sharp. And so they get a chance to play, but also gets a few of our attackers potentially a goal that's needed just for the psyche. And I think that was the case for Tommy and Maloon. And, you know, Maloon certainly took that confidence in the next game, and he's been playing very well. And quite honestly, I think Tommy's, although the points haven't fallen his way, I think he is playing very well right now, and he'll be a big part of tonight moving forward. So, yes, that game was really important for us. And in many ways kind of set the stage, and we can also use that as a this is a motivator for everyone as we prepare for the postseason.
That postseason continues tonight, 8 o'clock, Big Ten Network, right here in Bloomington, Jerry Yeagley Field, Bill Armstrong Stadium. Our friends from Michigan helped us out beating Northwestern on the last day of the regular season to get Indiana a piece of that title. Michigan then went to Chicago and knocked him out of the Big Ten tournament. We'll get to Michigan here in just a second because I think it's interesting. The first two games you're playing here in the Big Ten tournament last Friday, Wisconsin came to town. You played them at home during the regular season, and it was 0-0. And then you played Michigan at home in the regular season, and that was 0-0. But the last time the Michigan Wolverines were in town, your Hoosiers had 19 shots, 7 on target, 9 corner kicks. And then I remember speaking to you the day afterwards, and I asked you if you walked under a ladder, carried a black cat, broke a mirror, because none of them found the back of the net. The Hoosiers struggling to score at that time. What'd you learn from your first episode with the Wolverines, and what have they changed that you've seen here for a Big Ten semifinal tonight?
Yeah, Glass, first off, both teams are, I think, in a better place. And obviously our group, most importantly, I think is we've had a couple personnel changes. We have some guys playing, I think, at a bit better clip. All phases of our game have improved, restarts in particular. So I like our improvement since that game we played back in September. And yet they're an improved team, and they have a couple of new pieces that didn't play against us that are healthy now. So they're a better side. We are. We do feel like the shots on goal has been a big emphasis for us, and typically we do pretty well at that. This has been more of an outlier this year of our efficiency on goal. And I think the second goal against Rutgers was the one that Collins is there for, was a sign of that, keeping things on frame, making a goalie make a play, and then us framing the goal well. And if we do that, those 19 shots, instead of seeing whatever low number was on goal, how many more can we find and test this keeper and hopefully put one in? It doesn't have to be certainly a rebound or a save, but I think that's a big focus, and we're so much better at that. So just efficiency around goal, maybe a few less shots is what we need, but are we more efficient and more precise?
Todd Yeagley, Indiana men's soccer coach. Michigan tonight, 8 o'clock, Big Ten semifinal action number 2. Penn State, Ohio State, 6 p.m. from Happy Valley. The 2-seeded Nittany Lions and the, I believe, the 6-seeded Ohio State Buckeyes. The winner of tonight's matches will play on Sunday at noon. We hope that is right here in Bloomington because Indiana is the number 1 seed. So anytime the Hoosiers win and advance, it will be here. It'll be here in Bloomington. All right, keys to the game tonight, buddy. It's an old timer. I got that from my man Joe Smith, but it's true. The fans that come out tonight, what are they going to see from your side? What do you think that the key is to unlocking that Michigan State defense and bringing out the victory tonight?
It's going to be all phases, honestly, Glass. It's not one area because they're a really talented team, and I do think that our team defending has been really good all year. I think it's even sharpened up a bit as of late. So one, keeping it very difficult for them to find rhythm, and when they find rhythm, they're very dangerous and good. And then, like I said earlier, just being more efficient. I think transition will be a big part tonight. In those transition moments, can we be really, really dangerous, getting box dangerous, and then restarts, and then managing the conditions. It will be windy tonight. So anytime there's a wind element, you have to adjust to the game and adapt. And I told our guys that today. I think our team can adapt really well to what is presented to us. And I think our schedule does that for us, the way that we can adapt within a game. And I think tonight with the wind, it will be one more factor that I think we can adjust to and make the best of the conditions.
All right, buddy. Best of luck to you tonight, 8 o'clock, the Big Ten Network. Indiana men's soccer taking on Michigan in the second semifinal. Head coach Todd Yeagley joining us here on a Wednesday. Thanks for your time, as always, buddy.
Thanks, Glass.